why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay, raise the volume, raise the volume. Hello, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to be back on this new week with you, Monday night edition of the program. And there is no shortage of things to discuss, as usual. And tonight, well, we're going to spend a lot of time, you and me together, just the two of us, discussing the impending police state that has been coming now for a long time. And I think I can paint a pretty significant picture, pretty clear picture now. A historical milieu, if you will, which will show you exactly how all of the pieces of the puzzle are beginning to come together. All of the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And it came together just last week when 404 members of the United States House of Representatives decided they would pass a bill called H.R. 1955. Now, we had heard about it a week ago, and we really and truly just were amazed at how fast this thing moved right through the House. Not the Senate yet, but the House. All while our attention was being focused on the raging forests, and the raging fires, and the raging turmoil in Southern Cal, and world events, of course. So why is this bill so dangerous? Why does it constitute a culmination of a police state being formed here in the United States by both parties, by a bipartisan group of traitors? What is their ultimate goal, and what is really behind it? Well, you may be surprised as we discuss it tonight. And I'm going to refer specifically to DV Kidd's column on newswithviews.com. I think she sums it up pretty well. And she is, though not perfect, I think her column certainly has elucidated many this week in getting to the real reason behind it. And you may call us conspiracy theorists, but when you get through looking at the tone and tenor of this bill, the so-called Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, you will be calling me a terrorist. And I can see that day coming. We talked about this once before, didn't we? Huh? Well, Congress is doing it. Not Al-Qaeda. Not Iraq, not Ahmadinejad, nobody but the Congress of the United States, the traitors in Washington. So when we come back, I'm going to open up this topic, and I'm going to discuss some of this bill that the House has just passed, and I want your input. 800-313-9443. Only here on Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Join in.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, we're back now. And we are going to begin the program. The number is 800-313-9443. That is the number. And this bill that we're discussing has a number, bill that just passed Congress, H.R. 1955, is a bill that deals with what is referred to as homegrown terrorists. Now, it's interesting to note that this bill, which has a title, and I'm going to give it to you in just a moment so you can take notes. This bill is very, very elusive when it comes to defining the terms involved. First of all, it is referred to as the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. And D.V. Kidd on News with Views, yes, sums it up pretty well. She says, first let's take a look. Look at this bill. The definitions as defined in Section 899A are very vague. The definition of violent radicalization, for instance, uses terminology to define promoting any belief system that the government considers to be an extremist agenda. Of course, that That's pretty interesting, given that the foxes are guarding the hen house. And if there ever was a time of radicalization and a force for radicalization, it is now, and it is from Washington, not the people, but from the government itself. But yet in this bill, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, definitions of violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism are deliberately defined in vague language. And the term is defined as promoting any belief system that the government considers to be an extremist agenda. But it doesn't specifically define what an extremist belief system is. It is left entirely up to the interpretation of the government. And this, of course, is not just the court system, but the executive branch of the government particularly. So when George Bush has his tribunals commissions and likes to impanel people to serve as a government within the government to prosecute, convict, and then do whatever it wishes with the convicted, that process will be totally subject to its own review. There will be no external review. There will be no Supreme Court nullification in the event that the government feels the time has come for a lockdown. Now, as D.V. Kidd has put it pretty interestingly enough, considering how much the government has done to destroy the Constitution, they could even define Ron Paul's supporters as promoting an extremist belief system. Literally, the government, according to this definition, can define whatever it wants as an extremist belief system. Essentially, they have defined radical, violent radicalization as a thought crime. Why was this bill passed now, she says? Besides yours truly, thousands of economists and constitutional activists have been warning for decades what will happen if treaties like NAFTA were shoved down our throats, destroying our most important productive job sectors, along with the continued fleecing of the people's purse. Now, she says, let's look at some of these. The default notices soar locally and across the state. Just for October 26th. Home loan defaults and foreclosures spiked again sharply in July, August, and September throughout California and the Capital Region, setting records and adding more stress to an already slumping housing market. Billions in housing wealth at risk as foreclosures soar. Now, I can attest to this personally. Just in my home state, my area, I've noticed the legal notices section of the Saturday paper go from about 90-something listings for mortgage foreclosures to about 135 as of this weekend. And that was in a short span period of about 2 months. So from the summer into the early fall, we have seen a rapid increase in the number of those individuals who are mortgaged for new homes. We have seen the foreclosure rate on them go skyrocketing. Now, you know where that's going to wind up. You know that when the Federal Reserve meets this week on Halloween, you know they will be up to some rather monstrous ideas. And they will, in all likelihood, once again tamper with the interest rates. And what will happen will be very interesting. You see, when they lower the rates, we're going to see a lot of people begin to suffer like there's no tomorrow. Suffer because a lot of people today, unfortunately, a vast number of people in America, investors and the like, are living off of interest income. Remember I mentioned that last week? The second form of income after labor income is time interest income. And those rates, as they come down, will be reflected in lower payments, lower returns on their investments, on their bank accounts, on their CDs and so forth. So we will see an impact there as well. And now, as DV points out, more than $23.6 billion in California housing wealth alone will evaporate if real estate prices continue to decline and foreclosures on subprime home loans soar, according to the new congressional report that indicates the fallout from the national mortgage crisis is worsening. Cash-strapped Americans are raiding their 401ks, my friend. Despite the potential tax and investment problems, the fallout, if you will, more investors now are borrowing from their 401 plans or taking hardship withdrawals in recent months. Some retirement plan providers have said many in the field expect more borrowing in 2008. Now, this is a very serious trend, my friends. Where is all of this leading? Well, you take the threat of external terrorism that Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney have been warning us about since 2001, particularly 9/11, 2001. You take that. You take the invasion of the United States, north and south and east and west, if you will, on all fronts. And then you take the economy and what is happening now. All at a time when the Council on Foreign Relations is preparing for this merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in a regional global entity called the North American Union. You take all of this at one time, and all you need is the powder keg. All you need is the lit fuse. Now you've got the dynamite. You've got the nitro. You've got everything hooked up. Everything hooked up to an explosive. The detonator is there. Now all you need to do is hit that detonator, light that fuse, and then what will ensue will be mass chaos, won't it? And who do you think is going to be there to protect you, to come in and rescue you from this horrible milieu of destruction that will ensue? Why, the same people who protected you on 9/11, your friendly but forceful federal officials, now placing themselves under the authority of the United Nations and the global Gestapo, or the global KGB, if you will, a global Mossad that will inflict total and complete control upon you, upon all of us, for our own good. It's interesting to see how all of the economies of the world now are basically on the same scale. The same evil globalist system of monetary control that came out of World War II. And now we're beginning to see the picture come together, aren't we? I have yet to begin, my friends. You join me. Anytime you wish, I'll take your calls. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, we're sounding the alarm right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and my program, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. And if you're dialing in, I certainly will take your calls in a little while. We'll do that as time goes on the program. As soon as I'm given the go-ahead, I will do so. But as D.V. Kidd has noted, she has reminded us in her columns on newswithviews.com that in 1984, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, you remember him, right? Reagan's man in the basement, you remember? You remember the arms for hostages? You remember the Contragate? Well, Oliver North was directly involved in helping to draft a plan at the direction of the president to impose a martial law status in the United States in the event of any emergency. This was a secret plan at the time that would involve suspending the U.S. Constitution and turning over control of the government, at that time, to the little-known FEMA group, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, right? Under the plan, it would appoint military commanders to run state and local governments. Remember Katrina? Mm-hmm. Well, implementation of this plan would have been triggered by violent and widespread internal dissent, disagreement with the government's policy, or national opposition to any U.S. military invasion abroad. Essentially, this plan, Oliver North and Company, amounted to a complete and total suspension of the U.S. Constitution. Now, there was an article years ago, in 97, in the Sacramento Bee that was entitled, Our Civilian Military Face-Off. Subheadline, Bill of Rights, No Obstacle for the Marine Corps. This column exposed a mindset in 97 that then at some point, due to the, quote, rising potential for civil disobedience within the inner states, it is inevitable the U.S. military will be employed more often within American borders. Now, Devi said in her March 10th, 2000 column, she referred back to it, she had said then, it was a given that posse comitatus is likely to be thrown right out the window. Waco was the test case in violation of posse comitatus, which resulted in our military burning and gassing to death 74 Americans, 17 of them children. Americans, unfortunately, let it happen. They were silent. And they were convinced by the media moguls, the Ted Koppels and people of that ilk, that maybe it was all necessary to do what was done at Waco, mass murder. Well, it came to pass. And you know what? News with Views columnist Greg Evanson, former state trooper, summed it up quite succinctly, she reminds us. In addition to this groupthink concerning the police mission of enforcing the law, regardless of whether or not the law is righteous or constitutional, is the recent historic change in federal law. This leads us to the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, H.R. 5122, Section 2, was signed by President Bush on October 17th of 2006, last year. It allows the president to declare a public emergency and station troops anywhere in America. How do you like that? Now, do you begin to see the pieces of the puzzle emerging? And who just announced that he will not be seeking re-election in 2008? He's quitting. Senator John Warner. Senator Chuck Hagel. And a host of others in the House. They know something we don't know, huh? They smell something. Maybe it's them they smell. They haven't bathed in a long time. They haven't come clean in a long time now, have they? This section 1076 of this act, the John Warner Act, entitled Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies, along with section 333, Major Public Emergencies, Interference with State and Federal Law, says the president may use these forces when he determines that domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that a state is incapable of maintaining public order. All right. We'll be back with more fun. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Interesting to note if there is any interference with the broadcast tonight from the powers that be. I'd be curious to know. And that has happened on many an occasion before, as we are broadcasting, streaming live at this time, talking about these pieces of legislation now, which have all been enacted in the name of terrorism, in the name of fighting to keep Americans free from terror, including domestic terrorists. 800-313-9443. D.V. Kidd talks about this repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act as being a very deadly blow on the historic prevention of U.S. Army units intervening in local disputes. You know, the Posse Comitatus Act was created following the the debacle and the terrorism, if you will, created following the Civil War, or the War for the Confederacy, whichever you choose. This was the beginning of a recognition that federal troops on private property and in the states could not be tolerated. Because once that happens, there is no end to the aggression that follows. So that's why Ron Paul has resubmitted a bill to restore posse comitatus and repeal the John Warner Defense Reauthorization Act. Back in 1999, the International Association of Undercover Officers held a conference and put out a manual titled Homegrown Extremists. Now, where do you think that came from? Where do you think that really came from? DV Kid doesn't say here in the column, but I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the Anti-Defamation League of Bernie Britt and fellow travelers. That's where it came from. Remember the hate crimes bill? And hate crimes legislation? Read hate speech as terrorism legislation? That, too, was forced through the Senate and the House this year. It has yet to be vetoed by Mr. I Keep My Word Bush. Well, now, we can understand why the ADL and other hate groups are so hell-bent on trying to silence the American people in this new wave of colonialism and terrorism by the government, not against the government. And this association in 99, in the Clinton years, concluded we've got to educate our peoples, our law enforcement locally, about the danger of homegrown extremists, i.e. the Fully Informed Jury Association, which teaches people about their serious responsibilities as a juror, is blasted as an extremist organization. And she says, D.V. Kidd says, this is the kind of propaganda that was being jammed down the throats of local law enforcement almost a decade ago. Most certainly, there are dangerous groups in this country. But through toxic organizations like the Southern, quote, Poverty, unquote, Law Center, and Modis and Mark Potok, this type of propaganda is now standard fare for law enforcement. Constitutionalists are deliberately lumped in with the KKK and wacky cults. Page 52 begins, Know Your Enemy. And they are white, educated Christians. That's only a part of this manual that was adopted. Now, the timing of the passage just this past week in the House of H.R. 1955 was no accident. D.V. said, you look at the roll call of votes here, 404. It was 404 members of the U.S. House of Representatives voting for this bill. And that has to tell you something. She's saying this collective body of dangerous individuals have taken over our nation and they don't want to let go. With the past, you know, blessings of past presidents like Roosevelt, to the brink of financial ruin, we are now very afraid of what's going to happen when the peasants, that's us, find themselves left with nothing and nothing else to do but take up arms. So now you begin to see once again what is emerging here. Tens of millions of Americans do not want Bush to unconstitutionally invade and bomb Iran, a non-threatening country, and should the peasants, commonly referred to as the working man, refuse to support this insanity, a new draconian law will be in place to crush we the people. Many now realize it's too late to stop exactly what Lou Dobbs so courageously railed about on his shows. You see, the hour is reaching midnight. Now we have virtually a $94 a barrel oil. We have a so-called energy policy that is non-existent. This administration and the previous administration have been criminally negligent, my friends. Look at men like Treasury Secretary Paulson, the Commerce Secretary, the President, all of them talk. And they come together to create a super fund for the money of the central banks, investment banks, to put together another $100 billion fund so that they won't have to suffer the losses as a result of their credit market decisions and investments. Oh, yeah. Empty bellies make for angry mobs, you know. How much do you have in your savings account to keep emptying the ocean with a teaspoon? Are you one of the people borrowing from your 401k? And what will be left at retirement time to see your needs in your golden years? Remember when oil was $18 a barrel? I remember it when it was $10 a barrel. And that, too, was a ruse. But you see, oil is the lifeblood of the world. It is the means of control. Energy is the means of control. And while Marxists like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi eat off gold-plated China, red China, Bush will continue to blow $10 billion a month on wars of profit, insane wars, while there's no money left. Oh, it sounds familiar. Doesn't it sound historical? Oh, yes. The empire crumbles. And meanwhile, we've got agents Compeon and Ramos rotting away in prison cells for defending their country. They didn't realize the enemy wasn't at the border. The enemy is right there in the Oval Office. The enemy is right there in D.C., the District of Criminals. He's in Congress. She's in Congress. They're in the Senate. They're in the Supreme Court. They're right there in the seat of government. That's where the enemy lies, my friend. Now you can understand it by listening to Rick Adams and RBN. You understand what the cause of the problem is, don't you? We have become, in the words of Judge Andy Napolitano, a nation of sheep. Read it and weep, my friends. And in the very near future, I am going to do a program on survival and preparation, and how to do it, and what to do, what you need, how to handle it. now is the time to do that. But first and foremost, set your spiritual house in order. That's going to be the first priority of your business. Well, we can pretend and we can continue. Yes, the sun is going to rise tomorrow, Rick. Well, it may be a little rainy, but somehow behind the clouds there is the sun. And it's been coming up and going down for thousands upon thousands of years. And therefore, it'll probably happen for another few thousand years. Don't count on it. Why, the scaremongers and the fright peddlers have convinced you to surrender all of your authority now under the Lost Treaty, Law of the Sea Treaty, and the United Nations to a world body under the guise of global warming. Another hoax, another ruse. My friends, it's all about control. It's all about the super powerful elite who want control. Total control over everything. Now, I think at the end of this little discourse, you can see exactly how the pieces of the puzzle are beginning to come together. It's not just a little piece of legislation here and a bigger piece of legislation there and maybe a few more edicts here, maybe a few more decisions there. It is a monolith, and it is a grocery store shopping cart full of prescriptions for dictatorship, for lockdown, for total KGB type of Mossad control. That's what's planned. But it's all to keep you safe. And the scriptures tell us, for when they shall say peace and safety, then comes total destruction upon them, like travail upon a woman who's having a baby. The birth pains can be quite enormous. Oh, it's not an easy thing for a woman to give birth. And yet, that will be paled to insignificance in comparison. And then the scriptures say, and they shall not escape the wrath of God to come. Oh boy. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm telling you. All these denizens of darkness, the Cheneys, the Bushes, the Rumsfelds who can't remember, the Clintons, all of them have to give account. Oh, yes. They have to give account. The great and the small, my friends. The big and the large and the small and the tiny. They shall not escape that wrath that will come. Make no mistake about it. So, are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you set? I hope so. I hope so. First step, get your spiritual house in order. DV will be with me the end of the week, Friday night broadcast. Thursday we have another special broadcast, a discussion, debate, if you will, discourse on the acts of creation. Two sides will be here. That should be very interesting. Very interesting indeed. The Habeas Corpus Restoration Act. Ron Paul has helped to push this thing into orbit. And no one in the propaganda media of any import has dared to talk about it. They wouldn't dare talk about it. They know what will happen. That's a story, my friends. Not the Red Sox in the World Series. This is a world disaster. All right. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. And we will take your calls if you wish. I have so much to talk about to educate and elucidate all of us, including myself, on the nature of this beast to come, this beast system. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're back now. Pat Buchanan, the GOP would lose its soul with Giuliani. Well, no kidding. It's already lost its soul with George Bush. Come on. This is from Newsmax, of course, which is a total and complete, as far as I'm concerned, a shill. It's a shill website. They're concerned about Rudy Giuliani. And they tell us that Rudy is a big liberal Rockefeller Republican. No kidding. Well, what do you think the rest of them are? All of them virtually are in lockstep with the New World Order, my friends. Virtually all of them are. But Rudy, Pat Buchanan notes, has attracted those inveterate opportunists, the neocons, who see in Giuliani their last hope of a redemption for their cakewalk war and their best hope for a long war against, quote, Islamofascism. Now, Pat maintains that a Giuliani presidency would represent a return, if you will, and a final triumph of the Republicanism that conservatives went into politics to purge from power to begin with. A Giuliani presidency would represent repudiation by the party of the moral, social, and cultural content that with anti-communism once separated it from liberal Democrats and defined it as an institution. Tutti Frutti Rudy offers the right the ultimate Faustian bargain, writes Buchanan, retention of power at the price of one soul. Oh, yes. Well, it's not just one's soul, but our entire national soul, my friends. And then, of course, we do have much more to concern ourselves with. There are so many assaults. But, you know, last week we rejoiced over the fact that the piecemeal amnesty legislation in Congress of the Dick Durbin factors was defeated, the so-called DREAM Act. And while it was being defeated in the Senate, sure enough, yes, the new Anti-Terrorism Act that we just talked about for the last hour surfaced and was rushed through the House. Now, we are going to mobilize to destroy it in the Senate, as we have done with so many pieces of legislation. But I'm going to need your help. And together, we must go on and expose this unfruitful venture of darkness. We must take the bull by the horns, as we have been doing for some time now, right here on this program, on my program in particular. And I want you to know that. It's very critical now that we get ourselves marshaled forth as we are entering the end now, the end of this year, this particular section of the session of the Congress. This is the time of year that is the most uneasy time of all, as we head into the holiday season. Hour number two coming up, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Stay tuned. With